Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This podcast is brought to you by The Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to The Village of Bedford Park.
Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
12:03, Friday, the 13th of June. Good afternoon, and thanks so much for being with us today on the WBBM Noon Business Hour. I'm Andy Dane, in for Rob Hart. 80s Entrepreneur Friday, we'll explore the secrets of success with the owner of an independent toy shop in Chicago in our next segment. But first, as Nancy mentioned, stocks trading sharply lower today after Israel launched airstrikes on Iran and sending oil prices surging and rattling the global markets. Joining us now on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Paul Christopher, head of global investment strategy at Wells Fargo Investment Institute. Paul, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us here on the Noon Business Hour. We saw the markets initially react to the news today, but often they eventually kind of shake off things like this. Where do you see this going, and how do you see it playing out here moving forward?
Yeah, it really depends, Andy, on what the next round of attacks looks like. I think one thing that's different here this time that wasn't the case last year is that you had two direct attacks of Iran and Israel on one another, and then it died out. But I think there's more urgency right now. The Iranians have urgency to finish their nuclear enrichment. The Israelis have an urgency to try to stop that. So we are likely to see more rounds closer together, and potentially some higher oil prices here.
And Paul, you mentioned, you know, kind of a lot of wait and see here. I'm curious how the global event could kind of complicate things moving forward in terms of the U.S. Federal Reserve in your eyes.
Yeah, the Fed has been looking for a chance to cut rates. We've seen the economy slowing on its own, even without tariffs. The economy has been on a slowing path, a glide path lower. But if oil prices are going to rise here, that puts some upward pressure back into inflation that might lead the Fed to remain on hold for longer. Now, we still have to see, you know, oil prices go up, okay, fine, but what about services? Services have been slowing, and that's going to be an important factor as well. So it's not necessarily the case that we're going to see inflation spike here. You might see oil prices go up, but services go down, and that kind of nets things out. We'll just have to see how this all develops. But any sort of further increase in inflation, we'll keep the Fed on the sidelines for longer.
Paul, you know, we're also seeing energy and defense stocks surging. Curious if you see those sustained gains in the sectors kind of as these geopolitical tensions continue to escalate here.
Yeah, it probably will. But markets do have a tendency to price things in and then they stop and they wait for the things to happen. So if defense stocks were kind of on their heels and now they're getting some upward movement in those prices, that might not last the whole time that there's geopolitical tension. You might just see the markets price that in and then wait to see. So we still don't like industrials here. We would be no more than market weight that those sectors. We'd be looking more at tech and energy and financials and plus utilities here as ways to kind of look through this fog.
And Paul, quickly, before we let you go here, you mentioned again earlier that a lot of this is kind of a wait and see. Your advice to the investor who is maybe nervous as they're kind of watching things play out here?
Yeah, it's a good question. We have a lot of clients like that, too. You know, holding a little bit of extra cash on the sidelines here, probably not a bad idea right now. You've got interest rates between maybe 3, 3.5, 4% even for some of that cash. But don't get too comfortable in cash, because over the long run, things like medical care costs and education costs, those are going to run a lot higher, a lot faster than consumer prices, maybe in the 5 or 6% per year range. And cash just is not going to pay for those things going forward. So we really need to have some way to earn a return that will pay for those things we're going to need over the longer term.
Thanks so much. That is Paul Christopher, head of global investment strategy at Wells Fargo Investment Institute. Coming up, a Chicago toy shop owner not afraid to take on the big boys.
Because money matters. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Where it is Entrepreneur Friday, part one now. In this segment, we're visiting with a man behind Timeless Toys in Lincoln Square, exploring his top summer picks and how the independent shop competes with the big box giants. As we welcome in Scott Friedland, head shopkeeper at Timeless Toys in Lincoln Square. Scott, thanks for joining us here on the Noon Business Hour. All right, so the toy business is awfully competitive. We mentioned some of those big box giants. Curious, what separates Timeless Toys from some of that competition in your eyes?
For us, it's really about the experience and the customer service we offer. We offer toys that are going to last you a lifetime, some high quality product, but we also offer a staff that's going to offer you a personalized shopping experience and have the knowledge of people who have education in early childhood development and trying to find the right toy that's perfect for your kid and not necessarily what the most popular item on the market is.
And Scott, you know, you mentioned those differences that you might not see in those big box stores, and the fact that Timeless Toys has been around since 1993. I'm curious, you know, we've seen, unfortunately, a lot of smaller businesses who simply can't compete with the big box giants. What is it that you have done to kind of keep this thing moving?
You know, well, we offer unique product. We try and offer product that's not available in all, you know, available anywhere. We work really hard with our manufacturers to find that specialty product that's great for our customers, that's going to last them. It's not just a trend. It's something that's going to last them years, maybe even generations. And like I said before, we're all experts in early childhood development. We offer the experience of play. Come in, have fun at our store. We want you to come in and play, talk to our staff, and we're going to ask you all the right questions. We're all certified play experts through the American Specialty Toy Retailing Association. So we really truly care about play. And as you know, young kids learn through play. That's how they develop and they learn. So we want to be here for part of that growth.
All right, so we've talked business, Scott. Let's talk toys here. It is summer. You put together your seasonal selections. What are some of the items that are going to be flying off the shelves here as we move on to the summer?
Oh, man, we've got so many great summer items. Anything from, you know, the outdoor balls to cornhole sets, kites. We've got plenty of, different flying things for your backyard, stomp rockets. We got all the water toys, whether it be reusable water balloons, water guns. We got the bubble machines. If you're looking for some outdoor summer fun, like, you got to come to Timeless Toys. You're going to have a great time.
Awesome stuff. Lots to check out as the summer gets underway. Thanks so much. That is Scott Friedland, head shopkeeper at Timeless Toys in the Lincoln Square neighborhood. Coming up, a suburban festival that's had to change locations to accommodate bigger crowds.
Your best stock option. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
And the 39th Annual Scottish Festival and Highland Games kicking off today at the DuPage County Fairgrounds. Joining us with a preview is Gus Noble, CEO of Chicago Scots, host of this weekend's Scottish Fest and Highland Games. Gus, thanks so much for joining us here on the Noon Business Hour today. All right, sounds like a really exciting weekend coming up. Give us and our listeners a preview of what's in store.
Hi, Andy. How are you? It's going to be a fantastic weekend. It's like, imagine taking a step into the DuPage County Fairgrounds, and symbolically, you step across the Atlantic Ocean. You'll find every aspect of Scottish culture under one roof, so to speak. From the biggest bagpiping championship in North America, we have 39 pipe bands, and they will compete against one another in solo piping competitions and drumming. Pipe bands will compete for prizes too, and then at the end of the day on Saturday, around dusk, the pipe bands will gather to play in unison, and that is truly spectacular, one of the most unique experiences you'll find in the world. It's like oceans and time seem to vanish and disappear, leaving this beautiful connection to family, to generations that have gone before you. There's also heavy athletics, you know, big athletes who can pick up any heavy object and throw it for distance or lift it or carry it. And that could be a cable, what looks like a telephone pole that's tossed end over end, or it could be a bale of hay or a sack of straw with a pitchfork pitching it over what looks like a pole vaulting pole or a stone throw for distance. We have incredible music, not just bagpiping, but we have some great folk, rock, and some Celtic music, both bands from Scotland, a group called Scary Vore, who are the Scottish people just voted them the best live act in Scotland. And I performed with them at the Old Town School of Folk Music last night, and they ripped the roof off. It was incredible. They're fresh from their 20th anniversary concert at Flores Castle in Scotland, where they played for 10,000 of their best friends. We also have a great folk singer called Iona Fife, and she has been voted Folk Singer of the Year by the Scottish people. We have things to eat and drink that are available at the marketplace. The marketplace also sells a whole range of different Scottish goods, from jewellery and candy to clothes. You can even get swords and battle axes there. There's the Dogs of Scotland. There's the wonderful kids area. There's the clans and Scottish families area, where you can trace your family's journeys from Scotland to North America. There's something for everyone.
Great stuff. Thanks so much. As always, that is Gus Noble, CEO of Chicago Scots and host of this weekend's Scottish Fest and Highland Games in Wheaton.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Good afternoon. Thanks for being with us. I'm Andy Dane in for Rob Hart. Stocks are trading sharply lower today. Joining us now on the Village of Bedford Park Business Line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Jim Awad, Senior Managing Director of Clearstead Advisors, LLC. Jim, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us here on the Noon Business Hour. So we just heard about those escalating tensions between Israel and Iran and the effect that they are having on the markets. How are you kind of watching everything here today from your perspective?
Natural reaction that the markets would initially react with caution. Stripping aside the geopolitics and whatever your view of the conflict is, what the markets care about is the availability and price of oil. And the longer this goes on and the possibility of it spreading, increase the price of oil even further. And that is a stagflationary event because it both increases inflation and slows growth. My experience in the 56 years I've been in the business is that it usually pays to normalize through these kind of events, assume that the world goes back to normal after a short-term dislocation. So my inclination is to view this as a buying opportunity, but there clearly is a risk that the longer it goes on, the more negative it becomes.
Jim, talking about that negativity, you mentioned the kind of the volatility here. Curious how you think that could affect the next move by the Fed.
I think the Fed will stay on pause for a variety of reasons, and this only increases their inclination to do so because it tilts risks on both sides of their mandate. It increases the risk of a slowdown because increasing the price of oil saps money from consumers and businesses. Yet it also increases the possibility of a step up of inflation because it's an inflationary event. So the Fed is on pause. The Fed is on pause until September. They're going to take some heat from Washington. But I think the right thing to do is to see whether the economy weakens as a result of tariffs. And now this conflict, whether inflation accelerates because of tariffs, and now this conflict. And as we sit now, the economy is still in reasonably good shape. It's growing at about 3% this quarter. The last couple of inflation reports have been positive. So there's no mandate for the Fed to move at this point.
Jim, you know, a lot of moving parts here on the markets, obviously, as we talk about. In your eyes, you know, whether it has to do with the Israel-Iran conflict or not, your biggest threat to stocks here as 2025 continues to roll on?
I think it's the effect of tariffs and the uncertainty it creates on business planning and to the effect that they do, in fact, get implemented and passed through, the effect that it has on consumer confidence. My guess is the conflict in the Middle East will come and go, but the tariff situation is going to be with us for several months more.
Jim, also want to get your take on if any of the markets in your eyes, areas of the market, that is, appear to be undervalued here at this point of the year.
Well, you've had the reemergence of the strength in the large cap technology stocks, and I think that is going to continue because whatever happens in the Middle East, whatever happens with tariffs, these companies are changing the world in an important and increasing way. And if you buy a package of these stocks in a couple of years, tariffs will have receded, the Middle East will have receded, and you'll have ended up participating in a technology revolution worldwide.
And Jim, before we let you go, your forecast here for the second half of 2025 and any advice to the individual investor and a lot of change going on right now, but what would you say to those in the investing market?
Yeah, what I would say to the individual investors is think long-term, be disciplined, don't get shaken by the news one way or the other, that over long periods of time, properly chosen equities do better than bonds and fixed income and many alternatives. So to the extent there's material weakness, it's probably a buying opportunity. And I think while there are risks in tariffs and risks in the Middle East, the economy is in good shape. And I think the odds are still that we'll make money between now and the end of the year.
Thanks so much. That is Jim Awan, Senior Managing Director of Clearstead Advisors, LLC. Up next in Entrepreneur Friday, a visit with the man behind Half Acre Brewery here in Chicago.
Cash, credit, debit, and totally free. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
And now part two of Entrepreneur Friday. It is the perfect time of year in Chicago to spend some time at a beer garden as we welcome in Kevin McGillen, President and COO of Half Acre Brewery here in Chicago. Kevin, happy Friday. Thanks for joining us here on the Noon Business Hour. All right, before we dive into the beer industry, a big event coming up at the brewery tomorrow. Tell our listeners what they can expect.
Tomorrow, yep, we are celebrating a collaboration beer that we have made with Firestone Walker Brewery out of Paso Robles, California. They're a world-renowned brewery, large, well-thought-of brewery, and we created a beer together, and we're celebrating that tomorrow at our brewery here in Chicago. We've got a crew from Firestone Walker coming in to party. We've got a lot of fun activities, really cool beers, and looks like you've made the weather perfect for us to celebrate. So we're looking forward to it. All ages are welcome inside. Certainly 21 and over to drink, but yeah, we're feeling good.
So Kevin, you know, I'm curious about that collaboration. You know, mentioned Firestone Walker. Curious how that particular collab came about, and in the brewery industry, maybe the power of collaboration as you have two powerhouses in the beer world coming together. How helpful is that from a business perspective?
Well, the collaboration came to be because their head brewer, Matt Brindelson, is a former Goose Island brewer and is well known in the Chicago brewing circles. And we've been friends with him for a long time. They continue to invite us to their beer invitational every year. And so we have had a long time relationship with the brewery and thought that it was time to put that together, and the beer came out terrific. Our brewers met in Yakima Valley, selected the hops together. Our marketing teams came together, created a label and graphics that celebrate Daisy Cutter, our flagship, and Union, one of their longtime successful beers. And collaborations are absolutely critical to our industry today, since alcohol and beer need a little bit of boost. And by collaborating with like-minded breweries or even not like-minded breweries and entities, it helps create community. It helps create visibility for brands. And it's fun. It has been a fun collaboration, getting together and creating something new. And our customers are excited about it. You can buy this beer at Binney's or Jewel or Mariano's, and we're really excited about how it turned out. And it's a critical thing for breweries to partner like this for success to follow.
Absolutely. You know, Kevin, you were brought in as president of Half Acre in 2021, and you know that was not long after, you know, I know myself, and I'm sure a lot of us, you know, remember going to breweries and having to enjoy the beverages outside in parking lots as a result of COVID. I'm curious, you know, in the years since you have taken over, what have you seen as far as the business of beer kind of evolve?
Well, it has become more of a business, and the breweries that are going to continue to survive and succeed are going to approach community and customers with a new lens. And I think running a business smartly, using data-driven, recruiting top employees, top talent, and really taking the consumer first and really putting them at the forefront of what we are doing. And that has changed. We are a group of talented makers and artists and creators. And as such, we have created products that have pulled people into our business and into our community. And as the years have gone on, we've had to look out and meet customers where they are, where their preferences are. And that has been a bit of a shift, and it's been exciting, and it's been fun, and it also has been challenging.
Well, don't forget to check out Daisy in Bloom tomorrow at Half Acre from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. You can find more details on Instagram at Half Acre Beer, and that is Half Acre Beer's president and COO Kevin McGillen joining us here on the New Business Hour. Kevin, thanks so much for your time. Still to come today, some help if you forgot that Father's Day gift for Sunday.
Cashing in with conversation, the WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Well, we gave our audience a heads up Monday to start planning for Father's Day, but if the busy week has gotten the best of you, why not give Dad a great bottle this Sunday? Let's get some help now from Carly Katz, owner of Bottles and Cans here in Chicago. Carly, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us on the Business Hour, the Noon Business Hour, that is. All right, so Father's Day really just right around the corner now. And if you are going to go and give Dad a bottle of liquor for the holiday, obviously everyone's different, but what's a number one rule that most people could follow in your eyes?
Well, honestly, like, stick to what you know. Stick to what you know he is going to want. I find that with my dad, like, kind of venturing too far out of, you know, the comfort zone isn't necessarily always a good idea when it comes to dads. So if he, for any, you know, if he likes scotches or whiskeys or a really nice bottle of nice red wine, maybe keep to that category, but take it a step above. You know, if he sits normally at a $20 value, maybe go up to that next tier when it comes to wine. For whiskey, maybe go and see if you can't find one of those more specialty bottles, but keeping in that same, you know, category of rye or bourbon or scotch that he would typically drink.
So, Carly, what about venturing out to, you know, maybe local small batch distilleries? You know, if you've got a dad who loves or has a go-to, you know, bourbon or scotch, but maybe you want to try to, you know, open his eyes to a different type of that drink. Is local small batch kind of where you can go, or where would you suggest buyers go?
Absolutely. I mean, in the city of Chicago, we have some just like wonderful distilleries that sit right here. They have tasting rooms. I mean, going in and kind of having that experience is also just kind of a nice thing to do, a bonding experience, if you will, you know, sitting there and kind of trying out and tasting new things. And then you're going to get to also learn from the people that are there, the people that are making it. I mean, there's no better way to learn. They sit there, they're with it all day, every day. They can, you know, explain different tasting notes and all of those lovely things for you that maybe you wouldn't have caught on your own. And staying in Chicago and visiting these places, you don't have to go far. You really don't. We have some incredible places that people can visit, and it's all out there for people to see and to go to. Any of these websites are going to tell you when places are open and what they have available. Lots of Father's Day specials as well to keep an eye out for, because, you know, it's Father's Day is lovely, but it's also, you know, it's nice to do something nice for the dads out there.
Absolutely. Really helpful stuff, especially for those of us who maybe Father's Day kind of crept up on us a bit. Thanks so much. That is Carly Katz, owner of Bottles and Cans in Chicago. If you missed any part of today's Noon Business Hour, we'll have the replay podcast for you shortly at WBBMNewsRadio.com and on the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.